Protesters nationwide are heading to Fort Benning, Georgia for a weekend rally aimed at closing what used to be called the School of the Americas. It's now known as the Western Hemisphere Institute for Security Cooperation, or WINSEC. It's a combat training facility for Latin American military personnel, and critics say some graduates have been linked to torture and massacres of civilians. Menominee resident Craig Adams is on his way to Georgia with a small agriculture friendship group called Farmer to Farmer. Adams has been to Guatemala, and he says he knows families harmed by WINSEC graduates.
And I just question, as a U.S. citizen, why are we involved in that kind of way in other countries?
Adams is one of several state residents who have been arrested at Fort Benning and served time in a federal prison camp. If Wisconsin members of Congress Tammy Baldwin, Ron Kind, and Gwen Moore have their way, the WINSEC school won't be around much longer. The three Democrats have signed on to the latest bill aimed at closing the site. Representative Moore says WINSEC is out of control, and she says even some Republicans are starting to question U.S. links to torture.
Given the inquiries that are currently being made in a bipartisan manner, you know, folks like Senator McCain really, really looking into our own approach to war and detention, I think that that could give this bill some wings.
But efforts to close WINSEC have failed before, and this one still needs about 100 more backers in the House of Representatives. The Defense Department says the training in Georgia attempts to help protect democracy and human rights and adheres to the hemisphere-wide desire to maintain peace, prosperity, and freedom for all people of the region. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.